Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
With this year's junior and leaving certificate due to start next week, some students at Junior Cycle have had to change subjects midway through the programme, with some schools unable to offer certain subjects because of a lack of teachers. Brian O'Connell has been talking to students and parents. He joins us now. And Brian, this is an issue throughout the country.
Yes, good evening, Sarah. We know all about how hard it can be to source teachers in some areas, due in part obviously to the cost of living crisis, but this is now impacting significantly on student choices when it comes to some subjects in certain schools. Now in particular, I've discovered in urban areas it's proving difficult to find teachers in certain particular subjects, so it's an issue that's impacting on principals, as you can imagine, who are trying to offer an array of subjects. But it's huge for students who, through no fault of their own, will enrol in a school, choose their subjects at the outset, and shortly after, or sometimes I'm hearing even midway through the junior cycle programme, they're told, sorry, we don't have a teacher anymore to teach that subject and you're going to have to choose something else. So it's an issue facing some young students that I spoke to this week. I suppose what struck me was with this group I spoke to, Sarah, was that it was subjects like tech drawing, woodwork, construction studies. I mean, these are subjects we clearly need in the economy, and we need people to come out of junior and leaving cert and to go into these areas of work. And it was in subjects where the schools couldn't find a teacher, and so the children had to choose alternatives. So let me bring you one of the families I spoke to, beginning with Pavel and his mum, Alicia. He told me that he chose metalwork and woodwork, and he began the subjects about a year ago. He now has to change them because the school, which is in Dublin, can't get a replacement teacher.
When I first came to secondary school and I learned about the subjects of metalwork and woodwork, I was really happy. Eventually, the teachers left after I picked them as my choice subjects, and I was sad about it. And because first I thought it was only going to be temporary, but now it's nearing the end of the year with no teachers. I'm devastated because I have had plans to become an engineer when I'm older, and I want to get into a certain college of engineering when I'm older.
You're in second year, and so you can't pursue these subjects for junior cert, can you?
I don't think I will.
And what has your school said to you?
The school said that they're trying their best to get teachers without any luck. Said that we need to switch the subjects over to different available subjects like home ec, Spanish.
There's a big difference between home economics and woodwork.
To be honest, I'm very disappointed because they're not the subjects I wanted to do. I know my school isn't the only school that seems to have this problem.
Alicia's beside you. How are you, Alicia? As a parent, knowing your son has certain aptitudes and strengths in certain areas, it must be very frustrating.
It is, yes. I'm devastated for him. I was so thrilled for him when we learned that he has those three choices of subjects, because I know that he loves like fixing things, and like engineering was something that he was looking forward to, you know. When there's nothing for him to choose from, it's just, you know, it's sad, it's frustrating, and it's frustrating because we cannot do anything about it, you know.
So, Brian, in terms of trying to get a sense of what the national picture is on this, the Teachers Union of Ireland have carried out some surveys.
They recently surveyed principals and deputy principals. What they found was 91% of schools who responded experienced teacher recruitment difficulties. 71% had advertised positions in the 6 months previous for which no teacher applied. And then finally, one statistic which really struck me, 61% had unfilled vacancies due to recruitment and retention difficulties. So I suppose those unfilled vacancies, if it happens to be in a subject in the school where you don't have a second teacher for that subject, then obviously students are going to lose out. Just before we hear from one teacher who now wants parents and schools to really start asking for more solutions around this, I did speak with a second family, Andrea, and her son Jack, who's also in second year.
In our school as well, we have lost metalwork, woodwork and technical graphics. It's an old school, and it was one of the first schools to introduce all these subjects, and I believe it's one of the first times that they've been without these subjects. So it's such a shame. So my son Jack went in, and he was delighted that he had the option of choosing one of these subjects. He's a very hands-on kid. He's brilliant at all these things, model making in the works. So it's just a huge disappointment because these subjects are a huge draw to these kids.
And is that it now? There's no other option?
Well, the option is to get teachers, but in order to get teachers, the teachers need to be able to afford to live near where they're working. Like, I'm private sector, I'm not a teacher. The fact of the matter is these troubles are real because it's affecting the students.
Okay, Jack, just tell me a little bit about how frustrated you feel about the whole situation.
Well, I've chosen woodwork and it's very annoying that I've lost that because it was by far the subject that I was best in and I've really liked doing woodwork. Like, I've always been very practical and things. It's just really annoying because we were told at the beginning that it's going to be like a very temporary thing and that it's going to only last a couple of weeks, but now it's at the end of the year, no teachers. It's very frustrating.
And does this mean then after the junior cert, Jack, for the leaving cert, that it's kind of unlikely you'll be able to pick up something like woodwork?
If we ever get the option to get it back, we'd be at a big disadvantage because we've missed out on like a year or so of like learning, and it would be a big disadvantage for us.
We can certainly see why this would cause a lot of upset and frustration amongst both parents, teachers and students, Brian. And I know you mentioned that some parents and teachers are trying to organise around this issue now.
Yes, I spoke to teacher and parent Kate Relihan, who's been helping to organise a campaign now. It's a group called Education Coalition Dublin West. They actually recently held a public meeting around this. And she is saying that parents and schools need to have open and honest conversations around free classes and reduced subject choices. And she feels the government needs to start looking for solutions. For example, in some countries, accommodation might be provided with a job for some key workers. We know all about the accommodation crisis, but that is happening in some countries in relation to teachers. This is some of what she told me.
Myself and other parents started realising that there was a lot of free periods, and we started asking questions, what's going on in the school? And now we know the free periods means, and parents need to start asking these questions in Ireland, teacher shortages. We got together as a group of parents and with the school and said we'd support them because the school did, I mean, tremendous work was done on behalf of the school to seek accommodation. They actually put a text out to say, look, if anyone's willing to keep to house teachers, will that be possible? That began our campaign to listen to the heartbreaking stories there of Pavel and Jack and my son, who have amazing talents. Parents need to ask their children questions, and principals need to speak out as well, because it brought us together as a community. Actually, our meetings, parents were shocked at what was going down and the level of precarity. Like, teachers are leaving the country because they're not valued.
Do you think we should be thinking outside the box now, for example, in terms of teacher training? Should we be looking at shortening the amount of time?
Absolutely. The PME was brought in 2014, training to become a secondary school teacher as a 2-year course. That has to be brought back as a 1-year course. You speak to any newly graduate and they will tell you that. And they have to offer so many more bursaries and incentives like they're doing in other countries. And actually accommodation, what Estonia has done, it has provided free accommodation for teachers and their families for the duration of their careers. Where in our area, you have landlords charging up to $3,400 for a semi-detached house.
We have a text actually, Brian, from a listener suggesting that parents could be proactive on this and offer spare rooms to rent to teachers in schools in their locality, you know, which might be a way around it. I know you got in touch with the department.
Got quite a lengthy statement, which I won't read all of it. But essentially, the department acknowledges that problems persist when it comes to sourcing teachers. Now, there are a couple of initiatives that they have undertaken to try and address this. One of them I thought was quite interesting was a pilot scheme, a teacher sharing scheme, which was developed 2 or 3 years ago. So essentially, two schools could share a teacher in a high priority subject, and that would then enhance the teaching hours available to a teacher, say, for example, if they're on less than full-time hours. So that's a 3-year pilot scheme. There's a number of schemes as well in relation to teaching Irish, which they've put in place, a number of other temporary measures. But one thing that they did say, it should be noted that the CEO first preference choices for post-primary teaching increased this year by 11%. They say Minister Foley will continue to work with all stakeholders to develop and implement creative solutions to try and address the teacher supply challenges for schools.
All right, Brian O'Connor, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.